Power 107.5. Columbus is number one station for hip hop and R&B. Kendrick is called I. I'm Big Bink, man. Love you for listening, man. Hey, so, you know, I go out and speak at schools all the time, right? So, where I was at? Was it Briggs or Independence? I was at one of them schools, and we were just talking outside for Friday Night Lights. I was talking to some young cats, man, and they were just, you know, I was asking them their opinions, you know, all this stuff that happened in St. Louis and Ferguson, and, you know, just, you know, we just saw this episode of the guy who got the window busted in Indiana when he was pulled over, you know, and we were talking about that with some of the students, and they kind of didn't understand what happens when you are pulled over, or what's supposed to happen, what's supposed to happen. So, you know, I got a lot of police friends here in the city, you know, since I've been here. I mean, they've been showing me love, man. So I wanted to hop on the phone with one of my partners, Officer Whitlow, and just kind of explain that whole situation when you get pulled over, when you get stopped by the police, male or female, white or black, young or old. But I'm really focusing on the young folk. You know, what is it that you should expect? You know, because we're seeing a lot of stuff go wrong on these traffic stops. This is just my personal opinion, and when I got this microphone, I want to kind of get this knowledge out there. Officer Whitlow, Columbus Police Department, he's on the phone. What's happening, man? So what are the expectations, you know, when somebody's pulled over? What should I expect, and what should you expect?
Basics to really expect, well, a lot of what we expect from the public when we pull them over is, for one, just be calm and cooperate. A lot of your issues come when you want to try and challenge my authority, when you think I'm doing you wrong. In most cases, if you just stay calm, cooperate, comply with what I ask you to do, I mean, most traffic stops can last maybe 10 minutes at most.
You know, what about, you know, we see on these videos, man, when people are asked to exit the vehicle and they say, well, no, I don't have to get out the vehicle. Am I being detained? Do they have to exit the vehicle when you ask?
It is a part of case law that says that when I pull a vehicle over, I can ask every occupant of the vehicle to exit the vehicle. When I stop a vehicle, that vehicle is detained, and every person in that vehicle is detained also.
And what are some of the things, man, that I want my young folk to know, man, that will guarantee they will be pulled over if what?
I mean, of course, you know, you got your big usuals like running stop signs, running red lights, stuff like that. You know, swerving in your lane, crossing a double yellow, going to get you pulled over every time. I mean, just because a lot of that, for one, it's a safety issue.
Being arrested and being detained, like, there's a difference, right?
Being under arrest, you're officially in my control, and chances are you are going to jail. But there's a big difference between being detained and being under arrest. If you're detained, that just means I'm holding you.
So while they're being detained, they cannot leave the scene while they're being detained?
No.
What about demeanor in the car? What I mean by that is, you pull somebody over, you're on the side of the road. Is there a specific place where my hands should be?
In plain sight. In plain sight. I mean, you can keep them, you can put them on your dashboard, keep them on your steering wheel. Just don't start digging in your pockets. Don't start digging in your car. If I don't ask you to do anything, don't. That's the safest thing for you to do, is just be still and cooperate.
What about not wearing your seatbelt? Can you get pulled over for that?
I believe it's a secondary offense. So technically, I've got to pull you over for something else first, and that seatbelt can get tacked on.
Hey, man. Hey, Officer Whitlow, thank you so much for your time. And I'm just trying to help bridge this gap, man, between what we see on TV and what could happen here in Columbus, Ohio, man. Trying to keep the peace in these streets so that people know what they're up against, you know, if they get pulled over by the police.
Like I said, the basics that we expect from most people is to just stay calm and comply with what we ask. That's it. We really don't ask for a whole lot. I mean, unless I pull you over and you're a killer and you know it. Like I said, most traffic stops should go real smooth, real easy.
Hey, Whitlow, appreciate you, bro.
Yep, have a good one.